Hello, listener. How's it going? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. What you're going to listen to right now is an excerpt of episode number 18 called How to Learn Complex Skills, Five Principles. And in this very clip, we talk about principle number one, which is the most important one. I actually turned it into a clip because if you're going to get only one lesson from that episode, I would like it to be this principle. Just a bit of context so you don't get lost when you start listening. Bruno and I recorded this episode and a few others while on a trip learning kitesurfing, and Bruno derived these five principles from connecting our kitesurfing lessons and case interviews, which we talk about all the time. So you're going to listen to a lot of kitesurfing-related examples. All right, now let's go into the clip.
The first principle I noticed from kitesurfing that people should use when solving cases is to have a gated step-by-step process to learning the skill.
What do you mean by gated?
Good question. So when you're learning kitesurfing, what people don't do is to give you a board, give you the kite, put you in the ocean and tell you to fly the kite and, you know, somehow stand up and on the board and surf. And I see some people doing that with cases. Like their case partners give them a case and say, hey, you should try to solve this case.
And then we'll work out from there.
Yeah, and then you're like, I have no freaking clue how to do this. You don't know where to start. You don't know what you should do. So that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do that. And if you did that with kitesurfing, you would get hurt for sure. And people get hurt with cases as well. So what are these gated step-by-step processes? When you learn kitesurfing, there are a few or more than a few. There are several macro steps you should learn. And I'm no kitesurfing instructor. I've been doing this for a few days here. But some that I've noticed. The first step, you learn to control the kite.
Yeah.
And you do that on land. You're not in the water. You don't have a board with you.
Yeah.
You just wear the kite, fly the kite, and learn to control it. And learn to put it to the right, to the left, to give it a bit more power, a bit less power, and so on.
Yeah.
So that's very simple. It's not that complex. You only have to balance the kite and the wind. That's it. Right? Then the second step is you learn to drag your body using the kite on the water.
Right.
So you could be on a lake or on the ocean. On the lake, it's easier. On the ocean, it's a bit harder. But you're basically doing the same stuff you were on land. You're controlling the kite, balancing it against the wind, and dragging your body through the water now. Now it has a third element, which is your body, right?
Yeah.
Third step is you use the kite to surf a short distance. Most people start doing this on calm water, so a lake or a lagoon. Here where we are, there's some nice lagoons close to the beach, so you can practice there. So you've added another element, the board. And now you have to stand up, not just drag.
Yeah.
But it's still simple because you don't have the turbulence of the sea, of the ocean. You're doing that on a lagoon, right? And you're just doing it a short distance, so you don't have to control for speed and, you know, learn how to turn or anything. You just take off, surf like a few meters, and then stop.
Yeah.
Then there are more steps. You learn to do the same on the ocean, and now you have added complexity because you have to deal with the waves and the turbulence of the water. And then there are several steps afterwards. You learn how to turn, change directions, maneuver. You learn to go upwind, so against the wind, not just with the wind, and so on. And I don't know the right order. I'm trying to infer from how our instructors are teaching us. But what's interesting is you don't go drag your body through the water using the kite if you haven't learned to control the kites on land.
Right.
You can, you just get the permission, quote unquote, to go to the water if you learn on land. You don't get the board if you can't control your body without the board. So this is what I mean by gated step-by-step processes. So there is a sequence, and maybe different instructors use a slightly different sequence than others. But it's always gated. You don't go to the next step unless you have mastered the first one.
Yeah.
And I'm using a loose definition of mastery here. Unless you have control of the previous step.
Makes sense. And is there a gated step-by-step process for learning case interviews?
Yes, there is. I think we need to leave this for the next episode. But basically, the principle is the same because I'd have to go into taxonomy for cases and show how each type of case is more complex than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But to give a short idea to people, basically, you want to go from simpler cases
mm-hmm.
into more complex ones.
Yeah.
So as an example, you don't start with an M&A case,
mm-hmm.
candidate-led. You yeah. start with a estimation case, which is very simple.
There's another episode where we explain thoroughly why we've always taught estimations first.
Yeah, and basically one of like synthesizing all the reasons is because it's really simple and you learn a ton of stuff that you use later in every other case, right?
Perfect.
But then you add complexity slowly. So profitability cases, they're not very complex. So you can learn that earlier on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Revenue growth cases tend to be very complex. So you have to add that later on your journey. And then there are those partner cases which are super open-ended. You don't even know what they're asking from you. There's not even a business problem you have to solve. And these are the last ones that you solve. So it's similar. You have to add complexity.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't mastered a profitability case yet, for example, it doesn't make sense to try to go into growth cases or M&A cases, you know, complex strategic decisions, because they're harder mm-hmm. to understand and to... Basically, you're skipping steps.
Yeah.
And you're putting like 8 different complex things in your task list or in your mental space.
Yeah.
When you can't even do 2 or 3 yet.
Yeah, makes sense. But we will record an episode explaining all of this.
Yeah, that's the next episode. I want to do one that shows the step-by-step for case interviews. This one is about complex skills in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you understand these principles, you're going to fix many of the mistakes that you're doing in your preparation right now. And also, you're going to have the required understanding to understand the next episode, which is more specific to case interviews.
All right, perfect.
Now, one other thing about this first principle of having a gated step-by-step process is that I'm talking about macro steps. So within each step, there are several micro skills that you need, but you don't have to learn them in any specific order. Nor should you. Different people will learn these skills in different orders.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the first step in learning kitesurfing is to control the kite on land, right? And there are several micro skills that you need. One is feeling the tension of the strings that connect you to the kite.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is understanding how you should position your hands on the handlebar to get more leverage or less leverage to control the kite.
Yeah.
The other one is understanding the right combination of tension and leverage to pull yourself
mm-hmm.
with the right amount of power, right? The other one is understanding the wind. Where is it flowing from and to? What's the wind direction? What's the wind speed?
Yeah.
Are there gusts of wind where you are right now or not?
Mm-hmm.
So these skills, you need to have all of these micro skills, but there's no specific order to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
Different instructors will teach you in a different order. But most importantly, you're going to learn in the way that makes most sense to you. What I see a lot of people trying to do with cases is that they try to, not a lot of people, but some people are very systematic and they want the specific micro things, which one should I learn after each one. But because this is a complex skill, you can't do that. It's like mm-hmm. trying to learn to dance analytically.
Yeah.
You won't be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
Which makes this principle much more important because you need some gated process, some order to your learning.
Mm-hmm.
So this order happens on a macro level so that on the micro level, you can use your own intuitions, your own preferences, your own abilities to learn things in a different order than the other person because you learn differently than the other person.
And the gated step-by-step process allows you to limit the number of micro skills you have to learn at once.
Exactly. Because the way you sequence those skills, and that's principle number two, actually. The way you sequence those skills, it has to follow some logic. It has to follow some methodology. And one of the principles behind the methodology that you have to use is that you add complexity as you go.
Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded earlier on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or in one of the previous ones.